In Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Deep Thought, the most advanced computer in the universe, concluded that the answer to life, the universe, and everything in it was 42. It's the question, Deep Thought said, that's really tricky. Well, in The Essence of Coffee's Guide to Life, the Universe, and Everything in It, the solution to every problem can be found while sipping on a great cup of specialty coffee. Good morning, this is Michael, the Aussie coffee guy from Essence of Coffee, and this Monday morning musings is about coffee and creativity. In my personal history, I've done a lot of things, and one of them was what we call in Australia a brickie. A brickie is a person who builds houses using bricks. I believe they're called masons here. My mate Graham and I worked on one-off unique house designs. Basically, a client would ask an architect to design a house not like other houses. That meant we had to work out how to bring to life in the real world what the architect had created on paper. When we couldn't quite figure out how to make it happen, we had a standard saying, "Tools down, let's grab a coffee and figure this out." Inevitably sitting on a pile of bricks or in a nearby coffee house, coffee in hand, creativity would arise and an ingenious solution would appear. Often it involved the invention of a new tool to make the task doable. Whether it's a mind-bogglingly specific problem, like finding that missing component in a world-changing project, or finding the solution to seven down in a crossword, sometimes it requires a tools down moment. In a 2012 study, the University of Illinois researchers got a bunch of people to be creative and brainstorm in various environments. The coffee house won hands down. Along with coffee, the hustle and bustle of the coffee shop produced the most effective environment for creative outcomes. Go figure, I already knew that. My first thought when I read this was, my college let me down. All I did was study in the library. Why didn't I ever get commissioned in college to sit around in a coffee shop drinking coffee and talking all day? Wait a minute, that's what I do for a living now. Doesn't get much better than that. Anyway, in the 15th century, coffee reached the Arab world, and in the 16th century, the first coffee house was opened in Istanbul, Turkey. These coffee houses were not just places to get coffee, but became places for conversation and learning. In Turkey, they became known as schools of the wise. There you have it. You heard it first here on News Radio KOTA. Essence is the Black Hills School of the Wise. I knew we had a brainy bunch of regulars at Essence. More than just a gustatory delight, this amazing brew is key to creative solutions. Bach, Beethoven, Bob Dylan, T.S. Eliot, and J.K. Rowling all penned much of their work in coffee shops. If your in-house brainstorming session is not quite happening, if your creativity has dried up, if your co-workers can't help you figure out what the answer to seven down is, then you could bring the team down to Essence for a coffee, maybe lunch, and discuss. Even if you don't get your solution, the team will love you. Or turn your boardroom into a coffee shop. Call me and set up a corporate coffee account and get our specialty coffee delivered to your office. You can also grab a bunch of freshly made pastries to help stimulate your creativity. Well, it's coffee time for me, so I'm heading downtown to Essence of Coffee, 908 Main Street. See you there.